scrape with paragraphs.
All right. So we're on Chacham and Aleph. Okay, I guess that
okay,
is.
Okay, you're in.
Okay, four lines from the top. All right. Amar le Rav Papa Labaye. Okay, please mute him, okay? So Amar le
Rav. Can you mute yourself, Zachary?
All right.
All right, Amar le Rav Papa Labaye. So Rav Papa says to Abaye, Maishnari. Now, this next Gemara, we spoke about the previous Gemara about ripping off clothes, even if it's, we don't give Kabbal the Rav when there's Chil Hashem. So if a person has an Aveira, so they've got to rip off the clothes, even Bashuk. And then we saw in the Rishonim that. We saw in Rishonim that even if your Rebbe is wearing the clothes according to one side, even if they don't even realize that it's got the shatnez, you have to tell them and then rip it off. So this Gemara is going to speak about the kavod for the chilul Hashem, an issue of chilul Hashem. Welcome, Michael. Welcome, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. An issue of chilul Hashem, or the other pshat is that at the end of the sugya we're going to have an incident where somebody rips off clothes, and according to one pshat, the clothes they're ripping off have shatnez in it. Yeah. So in the fourth line of Chaf Amud Aleph, we'll get the brief from you in a minute. So Amar Le Rav Papa Labaye, Ma'ishna Rishonim D'Trachish L'Nisa. How come the earlier generations miracles would occur to them? Ma'ishna Andlo D'Trachish L'Nisa. In us, no miracles occur. So Yimishum Tanuye, if it's because of the level of learning that they had, B'Shnei D'Rav Yehuda Kuli Tanuye B'Nezikin Hava. In the years of Rav Yehuda, so all their learning was in Nezikin. So Rashi says Nezikin means what they would call, there was a Seder Nezikin and a Masechet Nezikin. So we did this stuff, Yomi people. Masechet Nezikin is Bava Kam, Bava Nsi, Bava Batra. So he says all the learning was just those three Bavas. That was the whole learning that they did. He says, Ba'anan, whereas we, and this is again Rav Papa speaking to Abaye, Kamanin Shita Sidre, we learn all six Siddarim. He says, V'chi havamati Rabbi Huda ba'uksin, and when Rabbi Huda was from the earlier generation, and they said the learning wasn't so great, and he got up to Uksin, he says, Ha'isha shekaveshet yerek b'kedeiro, v'amri lazitim shekasham b'tirfehen tohorim. So the first Mishnah is really from the Sechet Taharot. The idea is there's an idea of yadot by fruit. In other words, if the fruit has a stem, a stem or a leaf, so if the stem or leaf is used to carry the fruit, or could be used to carry the fruit, so it could be a conduit for tuma and a receptor for tuma. So the Mishnah says, Aisha shekoveshet yerek b'kedeirav. She's like picking, preserving the vegetable in the kedeirav. Ba'amrila zaitim shekasham tirfehen. And some say this Mishnah is from Uksin, that olives that were preserved with their leaves, they're tahorim. Meaning that in these circumstances, it's the stem or the leaf is not a yad anymore, because once you like pickle it, so it's mushy, so it's not, can't support the weight of the fruit of the zayit. So he says, so Amar Habayit Rabbi Shmuel Kachazina Hacha. So when Rabbi Yehuda would get to Uksin, he'd say, oh, this is like such difficult questions. It's like the Habayit of Rabbi Shmuel here. I can't understand what's going on. Banan Kamanin Uksin, and whereas we learn O Mesechet Uksin Flesar Metivta, 13 yeshivas. Avram, can you do a little softer, okay? So he says, Va'anan kamanin ba'uksin tlesar mitivta. We learn uksin either tlesar mitivta in 13 yeshivas, or we have 13 different versions of it, 13 like sets of mishnayot, parallel uksin. Sets of uksin. And then Rashi says, let's look at the Rashi on this. But Tleis Armativta, it's around 10 lines above where it gets wide. Bishloshestrei Panim, Yesh Beinenu Mishnah Ubraita, Shoshisa Starim. Umasechet Uksin Gamhi Bishloshestrei Panim. So Mishnah, in other words, we have 13 different versions. Mishnah Rebbe, Rabbi Chia, Mishnah Bar Kapara, Balevi, Vitad Debe Shmuel. In other words, they had different collections of the Mishnayot. Vachim Rinim Masechet Adarim, Rebbe Mani Hilkata, Bishloshestrei Panim. Another pshat is actually 13 yeshivas, but whoever says it, they say that it doesn't actually necessarily have to be. Oh yeah, Tosfos. So you look at the second last Tosfos. Tleisar mitivta yesh befarshim tleisar yeshivot yesh banu shabekim utleisar lav davka tleisar not literally 13 l'shon ragil b'gemarik both tleisar zuzei pshite Rashi pirish binin acher. So sometimes 13 is used just like as a large number.
Exaggeration.
But, yeah, well, not necessarily 13 per se. So let's see back in the Gemara. So so the point is, he's saying like our learning, we're doing more serious learning than they used to do in the times of the Rishonim, in the times of Rabbi Yehuda. He says, but notwithstanding that, he says, Ve'ilu Rabbi Yehuda ki abashalach chad nasane atimitra. When Rabbi Yehuda would take off one shoe in preparations for like the fast, so the rain should come. In other words, they wouldn't wear their shoes at that point, like we do on Tisha B'Av, and that's the way Rabbi Simon Wolf was explaining the Gemara. So the
take off one shoe and the rain would come.
No, in other words, he's planning to take off both shoes. He's going to daven. He's getting in Tanis mode, and then but he just takes off one shoe.
The rain would come.
In other words, right? That's it. He says so. The back, but either Rabbi Huda Kiyav Shalav Chad Masane Ati Mitra. The rain. So he just like begins his preparations, and the rain comes. But on Kamet Sirin Nafshin, we torment ourselves. We cry out, and they don't pay attention to us in Shemayim, or they don't accede to our tefillah. So how come the earlier ones they take off the shoe and the rain comes and we're davening, we don't have it, and we do a lot of learning. So Amar Lei, this is the question that Rav Papa posed to Abaye. So Abaye says, Amar Lei, Kamaya Haba Kamashi Nafshei Elkidushin Hashem. The earlier generations would have Mesiris Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. So here it doesn't mean Kiddush Hashem in the narrow sense that we're used to, like giving up your life, you know, when, you know, Avodazarik, the Rishvi Chastanim, that everybody would do. But it means they had more Mesiris Nefesh for different things, as we'll come see in a minute. He says, Kihad Rav Ada Barava. Like Rav Ada Barava, Chazalehi Kuti Tahavit Levisha Karbalta. He saw a non-Jewish woman who was wearing Karbalta Beshuka in the Shuk. So if you look inside in the Sursashas in the brackets, he says Peirush Beged Adom. It's a red garment. Kigon Karbalta to Tarnagola. It's like the right the comb on the rooster. The he says, "She'ain derech benot Yisrael had kasot bo shu pritzut umevi l'zvar beira." So that's the aruch, and Rabbeinu Chananel says it as well, that the Jewish women don't dress in these red dresses because it's like priests, like too lewd and lascivious, and it breeds the zvar beira. And you know, I was asking around the Beis Medrash today. There are, you know, communities in Jewish, you know, that don't wear red dresses. But anyway, so let's see back in the Gemara.
I got a red top today.
All right, let's just see. Now the Habit Levisha Karbalta. Now, another pshat on Karbalta, let's take a look with this Karbalta. Yeah, if you look at Rashi, four lines over against wide, Rashi says, Shem Levush Chashub, Kimon Pashtihon, Re Karbalthon. Just an important garment. So it sounds like it's in its sneas. Sneas is not only like where the clothing doesn't cover you adequately, but like when we call attention to you, something like that, right? And then I told you another pshat is that it had shatnez in it. It was a garment with shatnez. So the Hava Levisha Karbal Tavashuka Sabar is about Yisrael. So Rav Adar Rav thought she's a Jewish woman. Kam Karimina, he rips the clothes off of her. Igloi Milta the Kutidhi. And then it turns out she was a non-Jewish woman. Now he's thinking, I'm in Gahak Tzoris. So he says, Shaimua Bar Mazuzi. So the judge, whatever the court system was there, they fined him 400 zuz for that. So he says, Amar Lei Mashmeich. So he said to this woman, what's your name? Amar Lei Matun. My name is Matun. So Amar La Matun Arba Zuzi Shavi. In other words, your name Matun could be like 200. So Matun, 400, that's what you cost me. Or if you look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom of where it gets wide, Arba Miot, Shtei Pamim Shtei Miot Klomar Hashem Garamli. The name caused me to have this. Lashon Acher, Matun Lashon Hamtana. Like I should have deliberate. Right, I should have waited a little bit more and analyzed the situation. In him taunty, Haiti Mr. Kara Arma Zuz. If I'd waited, I would have saved 400 zuz. But the point being that the people in that generation, they were moser themselves more for like mitzvot. So that's why Hashkadosh Baruch Hu you know, acceded to their tefillah.
You just said I should have waited.
Isn't that an odd case?
No.
You mean it was okay if this were a Jewish woman
right.
to just rip the clothes?
Right, right, right.
That's okay. Rios.
Yeah, so again, that gets into the earlier sugya that we did. In other words, like, where we see, like, if you assume it's a shatnez garment, so we learned in yesterday's daf, that poshto afi l'bashah. And the idea is that if, like,
but
if
not
you...
not for a woman.
Well, here,
she's gonna be naked.
Yeah. Right, well, here, but here, so here's, so we said wherever there's chul Hashem, I mean cholkin kavod l'rav, and certainly like not for like just a garden variety woman. So the, you know, I'm saying like even for like a big talmid chacham, you wouldn't show kavod. So it was just if it was a person who's not a big talmid chacham.
But don't you have a different level of tzniut for a woman?
So I don't know in terms of ripping off the clothes where this leaves her, I don't know. But the idea is that they had mesiras nefesh that they would go, you know, to like you know, to try to, you know, act expeditiously to see the halakha is observed, and that's the way
and
it's going.
I don't think that's an odd example.
Well, the Gemara is trying to say that they were acting with a serious nefesh to see that the halakha was preserved.
I understand.
Yeah.
There must be many acts that they did, but they chose this act.
Well, yeah.
It was so strange. Right?
Well, I think like you could say, because like tznius is like the opposite of kedusha. So it depends how you learn the sugya. If you learn that it's shatnez, that's on all fours with what we did before. So shatnez rip it off. If you say because it's like a lack of tznius, like pritzus, so where there's pritzus is a lack of kedusha. So when you're acting to assume that there's kedusha, so that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is like is responsive to their tefillah, that they're keeping everything in line. All right, let's take a look further in the Gemara. All right, okay. Well, let me get to the Mishnah, then we'll digest as best we can. Okay, welcome, Seth. Okay, we're around 20 lines to the bottom on Chaf Amud Aleph. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay, near the two dots. Okay, Reb Gidol have a ragil to have a ka'azil yatev ashari the tefillah. Reb Gidol would sit by the gates for his tefillah, like going to the mikveh. So Amar Lahu, Hathi Tavilu, Bahathi Tavilu. He would tell the women, this is how you should do the tefillah. Like, gave them, like,
instructions
how to be tovah themselves. So Amri Le Rabbanan Lo, Kemistafi Mar Mi Yitzhara. Aren't you afraid, like, you're going to be Megara Li Yitzhara? So Amar Lahu, Damien Ba'apoi Kikaki Chivri. The women, to me, they seem like white geese, meaning I'm not looking like women, I'm just, like, giving them instructions. Now,
what was the answer?
In other words, the women to me are like white geese. In other words, like I'm not looking at like women. I'm looking like you're a doctor. You know how that works. Like you have a woman comes in as a patient.
You don't see this.
So you're just looking at her as the patient, not as like as you know what Well's doing. Now the thing is, the emphasis is I thought it meant that he was showing them like without any clothes, but they do say Sharei de Tvila. And so I spoke to this fellow in the base manager of Noah Goldstein. He thought like was with clothes. I was thinking the Rabbi Sign Wolf, he also with clothes. So that's the way like you say that way. Now, Rav Yochanan have a ragil to have a ka'azil v'yatev a shari tzvila. Rav Yochanan also would sit by the shari tzvila. So Amar, he said, kisalkin b'no Yisrael v'akim mitzvila. When the Jewish women they go to tzvila and they come out from tzvila, mistaklin bi, they look at me, then they luzar the shapiri kavati. So they'll have beautiful progeny. In other words, they're going to have relations with their husband. They just went to the mikvah, and they'll look at me, and they'll have hopefully like beautiful children like me. Now, in terms of the beautiful children like him, so one shot you could say, like we learned earlier in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan was very beautiful. The Gemara said, like if they would, you know, take the like, you know what, just like, uncover his arm, like illuminate the room. So it could be physical beauty, but another pshat that I saw, and Rav Simon quoted this also in one of his drashas, that it meant that they should have like Tamid Chachamim, like Rav Yochanan. So let's take what happens. So he says, "V'ne'aveluhu zar shvi v'ti." So Amri le Rabbanan, so the Chachamim said to him, "Lo mistafi marmi ein abisha." Aren't you concerned for ayin hara? Aren't you concerned for ayin hara? Because everybody's looking at you. And they say, oh, like, you know, whatever he is, whether it's a Talmid Chacham or he's beautiful, and it's like Ayin Hara, you know, like if you look at it, and then, and there's different ways to teach Ayin Hara. I tell the myth of Eliyahu says that all the brachot that are given to a person are to help the world. So if I'm using my brachot in a way that causes pain to people, so then that's like the Ayin Hara, so a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away the bracha. So aren't you concerned for Ayin Hara? So Amar Lahu, he said to them, Anami Zarad Yosef Katina, I'm descended from Yosef. He was immune to ayin hara. Dichtiv, bein parat Yosef, bein parat alayin. He's a beautiful child. He's a beautiful child. Alayin, but Amar Rabbi Abahu, I'll create alayin like above the eye, like in other words, like to, in other words, beautiful, like to behold, beautiful to behold. Ela olayin, that it's like above the eye, meaning he's in other words, the eyes have no impact on him. The ayin hara has no impact on him. But Am Rabbi Abahu, with this we did. So,
Rabbi Yosi.
Yeah, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chinin Amar Ehacha. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chinin says that you could deduce from a different pasuk that Yosef was immune from Ayin Hara. He says, V'yidgu l'rov b'kerav ha'aretz. In other words, you should like fishify. It means like multiply like fish. There's no word in English that exactly corresponds. It's very difficult to translate from one language to another language. But in Hebrew, there's a verb using the fish noun, and then you're verbing it, you know, turn into a verb. So whatever the fish do, that they multiply, like in Western culture, it's rabbits, you know, do it a lot. But here, the fish do it a lot.
This is what Yaakov told.
Yeah, it's from the bracha. V'yidgu l'rov b'kerav ha'aretz, ma dagim shebiyamayim achasim aleihem ve'ein ayin hara shaletet b'hem. Just like the fish, the water covers them, and ayin hara has no control over the fish. So with the water covering the fish, so you could either say that there's a covering over them, so like the ayin hara has no impact on it, or the other pshat, this is Rabbi Harari, he had said it recently in one of Rabbi Simon's shiurim. He said that it means like you don't see, it's like the water refracts the eyesight, so you think you're looking in one location, the object is another location. In other words, something's under the water, you know, like they have these people who like spear fish, and they study how to stick the spear. Like, in other words, if I'm looking at water, I see fish in the water,
it's not where
I see it. It's, there was something else. So that's why the ayin hara doesn't impact. Another pshat. So he says, the ibayit ema, or else I could say, in other words, we're giving reasons how we know that Yosef is not impacted by ayin hara. So we have two pesukim that lead us to believe that Yosef's not covered by ayin hara. So Rabbi Yochanan is immune from that. The ibayit ema, I could say another svar why Yosef is immune from ayin hara. Ayin shtor tzelezum minashayin shalom. The eye that didn't want to like benefit from the right. So Rashi says the fourth white line. He didn't want to benefit from his master's wife. He says, "Ein ayin hara shalete po." So the ayin hara isn't sholate by him. In other words, he used his eyesight in the right way, so eyesight is not going to be used to harm him. Okay. So all right. So any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good? What? Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's see further. All right.
And this is another example of Mesir Nefesh?
Say again, what?
How is this example?
Yeah, no, that last one doesn't relate to Mesir Nefesh. That was just because we segued into it from Rav Gittel. He would sit by the Shari Tevila, and then he ripped the clothes off that were Munmatan. So then the Gemara, mentioning that, mentioned Rabbi Yochanan would also sit by the Shari Tevila. Now, the...
I'm trying to figure the scene.
Yeah.
Here's the mikvah.
Right.
Rabbi Yochanan, the Gadol Hadar.
Right.
Sitting outside there. Was yeah. The Talmidim around?
I don't know what to say.
We have another Gemara, right, with the long eyelashes.
That's it, right. What did you hear the daf today about that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. So the. Well, welcome. Bienvenidos.
How was it?
Straight to Queen Supreme.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. We're being taped right now. Let's get this right now. Okay. Now the Bach. There's a Bach here. Now the Gemara mentioned that Rav Gittel would be by the Shari Tevila. So the Chum said to him, "Why aren't you concerned with the Yitzhara?" So he said, "They're like kakei chivri, like white geese to me." But then when Rav Yochanan sits outside, they don't ask him, "How come you're not concerned?" They said, "Why aren't you concerned with Yitzhara that I can stand?" But they don't say, "Why aren't you concerned from the Yitzhara?" So the Bach takes this up. If you look in Aleph in the Bach, and Rabbi Simon Wolfen mentioned this Bach, so he says, let's take a look together. He says, "Nichta betzidei hadlo amru leim yimein abisha kiderin on gabi Rabbi Yochanan had mishum Rabbi Yochanan havu mistakli beifai shaych bein abisha." So ayin hara, they were looking at Rabbi Yochanan, so more ayin hara, they're looking like how good he is, how beautiful, or a talmid chacham, mashenkin Rav Gittel. Aval kasha amai lo amri. Rabbi Yochanan, lo bistafi mar miyetzahara. Why aren't you considering the yetzahara? You're sitting as only the all these women coming back go. V'yesh lomar. This is what you were saying, Michael. Mishum Rabbi Yochanan afapap mechasin erenav, like his eyelids would cover his eyes. V'lo ra'a kiti b'tana dafteh be'uvda v'yanuka dal enei v'chazah, like he had like lift up the, I don't know, the eyelids and see it. V'yem bo'av akama dafkevusayin omar l'hu dalu li enei. So that's what the sugya with with Rav Kahana, who's sitting in the seventh row, and he asks the sharp question. So Rabbi Yochanan, like, he couldn't see so well. Yeah. So that being the case, there's no problem with him, you know, being Megara the Yetzirah. In other words, his eyelids hung low, and so then they would have to lift up his eyelids to see. So he didn't have the Yetzirah with that.
So the Gemara thought that a machshava that a spouse would have would influence.
Yeah, right. So the only thing, the way the Rabbi Simon Wolf was saying is, it could be that they would see him and be mispaled that they'll have nice kids like him or something like that. You could play around a little bit with it. The simple shot in the Gemara seems to be that if they would see him and think about it, that they would have kids like that. That's the simple shot in the Gemara. In terms of just understanding, but in other words, like we see it with Yaakov, with the sheep, with Lavan, that he puts up he looks up the spots, and then the sheep look at it and conceive that way. Now, the only thing is, I think the scientists tell us that doesn't work that way in terms of kids and things like that. So with Yaakov, you could say that even when even when they do it, like it comes out that the Malach, like he has the dream, and he says that the Malach said that, you know, this is the way it's going to be. So even with that whole bit that he was doing in the wood, it was really like a Kaddish Baruch Hu that was organizing the whole thing. So you could say over here that they had that in mind, and that they were mispalil, or this is what they desired, and that was the way it worked. All right, I'm going to go to the next Mishnah. All right, everybody with me? All right, Manitim. Nashim v'avadim k'tanim p'turim. So we're talking about p'turim from Kriyat Shema. This is what Rabbi Simon Wolf was saying. In other words, like, we had the p'turim from the Onain, now we're doing other p'turim for Kriyat Shema. So Manitim, Nashim v'avadim k'tanim p'turim Kriyat Shema. So Nashim are women, and Abadim are an Eved Kanani. And Eved Kanani is Chayv Mitzvos, like a woman. So they're a pat from Kriyat Shema, because the Mitzvah says is Man Grama, a positive command controlled by time. We know women are exempt from positive commandments controlled by time. So Kriyat Shema, you read it in the morning, in the evening, that's the way it works. This is a positive command controlled by time. So they're Peturim. Now, Ketanim are also Peturim from Kriyat Shema. So the question is here, what type of Ketanim are we talking about? Let's look two lines from the bottom in the Rashi. Ketanim, so Rashi learns there's two types of katanim: katan that's below the age of chinuch and katan above the age of chinuch. And the age of chinuch depends on the mitzvah. You know, each mitzvah has a different level, but it might be 6 or 7. You know, for a child when he can know to
each
read.
Kid is different.
Right, each kid is different as well. So by Kriyat Shema it might be 6 or 7. So Rashi learns that whether the child is below the age of chinuch or above the age of chinuch, he's still pater from Kriyat Shema. Why? Let's take a look. He says, the father's not around all the time when the Zman Kriyat Shema comes. He's busy working, doing other things, so he's not around the child. So the way Rabbi Simon Wolf was saying, this machloket mishonim, who is chayav in chinuch? In other words, let's say you have a mitzvah where a child is chayav mishum chinuch. Does it mean that the parent is obligated to give chinuch to the child? Or does it mean that that child is obligated on a rabbinic level to do the mitzvah? In other words, let's say it's a 10-year-old, and we say that the 10-year-old is obligated in the mitzvah. Does it mean that the 10-year-old is not obligated in anything? The father is obligated to educate the child. Or does it mean, no, that the 10-year-old himself has the obligation, now that he's 10, to do this mitzvah? So from Rashi, it sounds like that's the father. So it's not that the child's the father. Now, Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that we're talking about, if you look 5 lines in the bottom, and Tosfos, the Nira Lurvin of Tam, the Mari Rakatan Shlohi Lachinach, that we're talking about a child that's below the age of chinuch. So if I say 6 or 7, so it's talking about a child below the age of 6 or 7, and the way Rabbi Simon Wolf was saying is that it's clear, he said that he was referring to a sukkah in sukkah, that over there Tosfos learns that the chiyuv is on the child, and that's the way that
to
goes.
To educate himself.
Well, it means that he has to do these mitzvot. In other words, when he gets to be a certain age, we tell him that you are obligated on a rabbinic level to do these mitzvot, and that's the way it goes. All right, now let me just finish the mission and then ask questions. Okay, so nashim abad b'ktanim are exempt from kriyat shema. Turn page, top line, Uminat Tfilin. Now, they're all patur from Tfilin. Now, Tfilin, the women in the Avadim are from Tfilin, Mitzvah Shazman Grama, that we got that. Now, in terms of Mitzvah Shazman Grama, the Tana of the Mishnah holds that Laila and Shabbos are not Zman Tfilin. Now, we actually hold a lot of that Laila is Zman Tfilin, but we hold that you shouldn't put Tfilin on at night because we're afraid you might sleep or you'll fiach mehem, you'll pass gas with them, so we don't put it on at night. But even the way we would hold, even though Shabbat, we hold not. Okay, so it's patur. Now, uminat tefillin. Now, the ketanim are pturim from tefillin, so that would also play out the way we had the machloket before. So let's just take a look for a minute. Now,
the father's not around.
Now, wait. So presumably that way. Now, the only thing that's a little tricky. You know, we were talking about this today, whereby Rabbi Leibowitz speaking about this today. So, with the tefillin, so it would come out that the child is not obligated in tefillin, but if he's kigil achinach according to Bali Tosos, he would be. Yeah. So there's a sugya that says that a katan, when he can be shomer the tefillin, he's obligated to put on tefillin. All right. Maybe I'll talk him. Like he had a chabura today on what the different minhagim are when children put on tefillin. Okay. So let me get to the end of the mission.
Which,
come.
Which kids put on tefillin?
It was all right. Well, wait till I finish the mission, and then I'll come. Okay. Now uminat tefillin, v'chayavim b'tefila, but they're all chayav in tefila. Tefillah, according to the way the Ramban learns, is a mitzvah Rabbanan, and the Chum said, well, it's mitzvah Rabbanan, you have to do it, so that's why. And even according to the Ramban, learns a mitzvah Daraisa, but you can do the mitzvah any time, so it's not controlled by time. So they're chayiv in tefillah, uva mezuzah, they're chayiv in mezuzah, though we have to qualify why I would think they would not be chayiv in mezuzah, because the Mishnah teaches me they're chayiv, that means I would have in my mind they shouldn't be chayiv. He says, uva bir kadamazon, and they're chayiv in bir kadamazon, and the Gemara will explain why I would think that they're not chayiv in bir kadamazon. Now, in terms of tefillin, the way the Chabur went today, he was saying that the Gemara learns that a child is chayiv in tefillin when he knows how to guard the tefillin. So the chora, he should be chayiv, you know, before the bar mitzvah. Now he mentioned when one of the Sephardi poskim says that they're chayiv a year or two before they get to the bar mitzvah, they're chayiv in tefillin. But it was the machlok, the machaber, and the ramah. But among Ashkenazim, the prevalent minhag is to put tefillin on a month before. All right, I'm going to go further in the Gemara now. What do I say before?
They're not chayivim for.
Who are you talking about? Shachri. Who's they? Who's they?
This group.
Yeah.
The triumvirate. What about Alhamita?
Krishmalamita?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that he should do that because that's to like guard you from the mazikim and things like that.
Right, and it's only triggered by when you choose to go to sleep, not by any extra.
That's clearly a Durabanan, but we said that if a person sleeps in a bed that we didn't say Krishma, it's like sleeping in a Mita Aramit. Remember, we gave different reasons in the Gemara.
So you would think that this group would be Chayav for the.
Yeah, and and we said they're Chayav and Tefillah, and Brachot are Durabanan, so I would think that they are Chayav to do that. Okay? Now, the second line from the top. I mean, the only thing you would get into a little bit is Rashi learned in the first sugya that the Kriyat Shema L'mitzvah is when you're yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but even Rashi will concede that you say Kriyat Shema L'mitzvah, but will protect you from Azikim as well. Okay, so let's take a look back to the Gemara. See, so the Gemara says, Kriyat Shema Pshita. So the Gemara says, like, if I know Aleph Beis, I know that women are exempt if it's Seishas Van Grama. So it's telling me that women and Avadim are pturim from Kriyat Shema. That's obvious. Pshita, they're obvious. So Mitzvah Man Grama Huv, Mitzvah Man Grama Nashim Pturot. So Ma'udatei Mahov Ipa Malchut Shemayim Kamashmulan. So I might have thought, since it contains Malchut Shemayim, like accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven, I would have thought that women are also chayiv in that mitzvah, even though Mitzvah Man Grama. So Kamashmulan, the Tana tells me not this way. All right, now. Umirat tefillin. So again, they're all p'turim from tefillin. So pshita, that's obvious, they're p'turim, working on the nashim and the avadim. I have thought that tefillin are juxtaposed next to mezuzah. So mezuzah women are chayavim. So I would darshan either the hekesh or smuchim from the psukim that they should also be chayavim tefillin. Now it's interesting because the limud of the Gemara, this is like the main sukkah for this is in Kiyushin on Chavtet. You know, it talks about in the stations on Grama. So over there, the Gemara, if you remember, it says, that the Chazal teaches by Talmud Torah, women are not chayav in Talmud Torah. And then the Gemara learns that since I have the Talmud Benecham, then nearby it mentions the mitzvah of tefillin, so I learned that they're exempt from tefillin as well. And then that becomes the prototype for Mitzvah Zman Grama. Okay? So now, the Gemara, in other words,
From
Talmud Torah. From tefillin we learn from Talmud Torah, then from tefillin we learn all the other mitzvahs around. Now, so the Gemara wants to say that I would think that tefillin is near mezuzah. So the thing is, like, this limud would, you know, like, up, you know, what's the expression? Would, turn over the whole limud. You know, it was just saying that maybe by tefillin you should be chai, it was near mezuzah, but that would, like, what's the word? No, up something, what is it? Not up.
That's
right. All right, anyway. All right, now...
turn it on its head.
Yeah. So now, b'tfila, so we said that the women and or everybody's chayav in tefila, d'rachmei minu, and it's like b'kachas rachamim. So now the Gemara says now some don't have the following gear, so the smile with the tema, the Bach takes it out. But reading the language, I might have thought, since this is Erev Avokah B'Tzaharayim, now the end of the Pasuk is like Asicha Lecha, something like I speak to you Hashem in the evening, in the morning, in the afternoon. And Rashi on that Pasuk learns Mariv Shachris and Mincha. So this is Erev Avokah B'Tzaharayim, Kimitzei Shazman Grama Dami. I would have thought, you know, it's like a Mitzei Shazman Grama, so they should be Pturot, Kamash Malan, that they're Chayiv and Tefila. Uva mezuzah, women are chayav mezuzah pshita. That's obvious. They're chayav mezuzah. It's not a mitzvah man grama. Ma'u detein mahov ikash the Talmud Torah kamash malan. I might have thought it's connected to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah I know is only for the men, so maybe they should be exempt from mezuzah kamash malan. Now uva birkat amazon, we said they're obligated in birkat amazon. So the Gemara says pshita. So it's obvious that they're chayav in birkat amazon. So the Gemara says ma'u detein mahov chiv. So it says it's coming up in Parshat Shavuot, not this week, but in Parshat B'Shalach. It's the Bas. Remember, I think they complained they didn't have meat or whatever, so Hashem brought the slav. It says, so that you'll eat in the evening, you'll eat in the morning. Now, based on this pasuk. So the article said that Moshe Rabbeinu established they have set times to eat. They have dinner, I guess, and lunch or whatever.
To eat or collect.
Well, here it's talking about in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana that they should have like meals at certain times during the day. So Kamisseh Shazman Grama Dami. So I would have thought it's like Kamisseh Shazman Grama, Kamashwala Nat. All right, now, Amar Vada Barava. Now, Ravada Barava, didn't we have him on Amar Aleph or not? Who is that Ravada we had on Amar Aleph? With the. With the incident over there.
Rav
Gittin? Karbalta.
Yeah, we had.
Rav Ada Barava. Yeah. Right, he was going to rip the clothing off the woman, right. So, Amar Rav Ada Barava, I think Rav Ada Barava is also the person who says that the year is 365 and a quarter days, I think. So, Amar Rav Ada Barava, Nashim Chayavot B'Kiddush Yom Zohar Torah. So, this is just related that women are obligated in Kiddush on a Duraisa level. Even though it's Mitzvah Shazman Grama, women are obligated in Kiddush. Amayim Mitzvah Zman Gramahu. It's a positive command controlled by time. Chum Mitzvah Zman Gramah Nashim Peturot. Any positive command controlled by time, women are exempt. So Amar Abaye means Rabbanan. So Abaye says it means they're only obligated in Kiddush on the Rabbanan level. Amar Rava Bahad Dvar Torah Kama. How could that be? Rav Ada Barava said the Chayiv Dvar Torah, and you're saying it's the Rabbanan. So he says El Amar Rava Amar Kras Zachur B'Shamur. So we know that we have the two sets of Dibrot. So in one set it says Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, it says Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho. So Chazal say, they would say B'dibur Echa. In other words, at Har Sinai, they heard both Zachor V'Shamor, you know, what a person normally can't distinguish, but they heard that. He says, so that leads to the understanding, Kol She'eshto B'Shmira Yeshto B'Schira. Whoever is included in the admonition of Shmira, which means the Lo Taseh, Shamor is don't violate Shabbos, the lavim. So the women are definitely chayiv in the lavim. So whoever's included in the shamor, yishnu b'zechira. So they're included also in the essay. So since they're included in the shamor, they're also included with the zachor. Now, there's a machloket among the poskim, when the Gemara has this limud, does it mean that women are only chayiv in kiddush? What about the other essays of Shabbos? There are other essays by Shabbos. So I meant to go over today. I didn't go over, but I think
what's
like
the difference?
Let's say three suitors on Shabbos is an essay. So are women obligated in having three suitors
on
Shabbos?
Yeah.
So pashut to you. It's so pashut. It's so pashut.
And the chayv, if you say the chayv in the negative, to the chayv on the positive.
Yeah, but it was, does zachor only refer to kiddush? Or zachor, as we said, or zachor refers to all, every essay, not so pashut. So, and there are other essays connected to Shabbos as well. So, so anyways, this is machloket poskim about that. Anyway, so let's see back in the Gemara. So I think the other essays would be, I think like Kavod Va'Oneg would be other essays related to Shabbos, like you know, you have to have like the, all the nice food and things like that, and there could be other essays also I have to go over. So like, in other words, if you don't know it, you don't like you look at it, it doesn't even occur to you. Once you know the there's an issue, then the lights start going up. So now, I'm not going to get into great length about this. You know, in certain. All right, let me just go on right now.
No.
We have.
One second.
Maybe I'll talk to you later. Okay, now. Amarli Ravina L'Rava. So Ravina said to Rava, "Nashim b'birkan amazon d'oraita o d'rabanan. Are women obligated in birkas amazon on a Torah level or rabbinic level?" So l'may nafkamina, what would be the nafkamina whether they are chayiv on a Torah level or a rabbinic level? L'apuki rabbi midei chovatan, to be motzi other people. So I amri d'oraita, if I say they're obligated on a Torah level, ati d'oraita mapik d'oraita. So a person's obligated. Now, if I'm obligated in birchas hamazon and you ate the meal, so I can even do the benching and you can listen to me and be yotzei. It's like yatza motzi, like kiddush. So that would work. He says, and then on the side he says, "Ve'i ami d'rabbanan." If you're saying that they're obligated on a d'rabbanan level, she'ena mechuy b'davar, mechushen mechuy b'davar, and motzi the rabbi midei chovatan. Meaning, you can't be motzi me because I'm a chayiv on a d'raisa level. So my, so Tashma. So the Gemara quotes the following brisa. Be'emet amru. Now, when it says be'emet amru, that means it's a halacha, accepted as halacha. That's like a code. Be'emet amru. Truly, they said, ben mevarich la'aviv. A son makes a bracha, can bench for his father. In other words, a son who's below bar mitzvah the son who's below bar mitzvah will do the benching, and the father will listen to the benching, and I'm going to be yotzei. The Eved Mevarech L'Rabo, an Eved can bench for his master, an Eved Kanani can bench for his master. V'yisham Mevarech L'Bala, and a woman could bench for her husband. But the Chamim said, like a curse should come to the person whose wife and kids have to bench for him. Meaning, if he's so unlearned that he doesn't know this, it's not a good thing. He needs to go to learn a little bit better.
Sunday school.
Now we're focusing on the women. So among the situation we mentioned is Isha Mevarech Labayla, that a woman can do the benching and the husband will listen to the benching and be yotzei the benching. So if I say the woman is chayiv on a deraisa level, she's mostly somebody else who's also chayiv on a deraisa level, everything's good. Eli amri derabanan, but if we say the woman is only chayiv on a derabanan level, ati derabanan mapik deraita, how can the one who's chayiv on a derabanan level be mostly somebody who's chayiv on a deraisa level? So the Gemara says, wait a second. So we think we have a proof that women are chayiv in benching on a deraisa level. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, wait, but then how do you understand the case of the katan? In other words, you have a katan who's Rabbi Yeshkina, so he's clearly not chayav on a deraisa level. So nevertheless, the Bryce says he's mostly his father. So ela hachamay eskinin kushachal shirin rabbanon. So you have to say the Bryce is talking about with the person. In other words, in order to be chayav on a deraisa level, I eat kidei svia. I eat enough to satiate myself. We're talking about the eight shir drabanan. So one way to understand shir drabanan is machloket Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kazayas, or Kibetza. We're going to have it in a little bit. So that I ate only a shir drabanan. So now I'm only chayav on a drabanan level. So then the ben and the wife then could be yotzei me the anti drabanan, mafit drabanan. So we don't have a proof here that women are chayav on a derisa level. All right, now darish Rav Avira. So Rav Avira darshan. Sometimes he says the name Rabbi Yami, sometimes it's the name of Rabbi Yasi. Amru Malachi Asharei L'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Malachi Asharei, the ministering angels, said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ketubah Torah Techa, Ashlo Yisaf Anim Lo Yikoch Shachad. It says in your Torah that you don't show favoritism and you don't take bribery. But you do seem like you do show favoritism. He says, in the Birkas Kohanim, we say Hashem should show favoritism to you, should be favor you. So he says, Amar Lahem, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said back to the Malachim, how can I not show favoritism to Klal Yisrael? I said, you eat, you're satiated, you'll bench. He says, "V'heim medaktikim l'atzma ma'kizayid ad kibetza." They're medaktik on themselves ad kizayid ad kibetza. So the simple pshat it means that they're more machmir on a drabanan that to be bench if they eat a kizayis or a kibetza, depending on whether I follow Rav Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. Now, there's a pshat I saw in Rav Simon's sefer, in Imri Baruch. He quotes from the Yeshut Malko. It's I think Rabbi Yisrael Yoshua from Kutnow. Trunk, yeah, Yisrael Yoshua Trunk from Kutnow.
Trunk.
So he says like this. First, he's got more than one shot. He says, now, which is it? In other words, Remeir holds Kazayas and Yehuda holds Kibetza. And the Gemara is saying, Hey, Medakim Asman, Ad Kazay, Ad Kibetza. So he says like this. It means, it's like a different twist on the Gemara. He wants to say, let's say you have Talmidim of Remeir and Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda would be gathering together for a meal. If they would eat, let's say they each eat more than a kezayit, less than a kibetza. So the sheet of the Talmid of Rav Meir is that they have to bench. The sheet of the Talmid of Rabbi Yehuda, if they bench, it's a bracha levatala. So in other words, so whatever you do in that situation, each one will look at it, you know, askance. In other words, if Rav Meir's group is going to bench, so the Rabbi Yehuda's group is wrong, that's askance.
And they don't look,
the Rabbi Yehuda's group is doing wrong. So he says that they were careful when they get together to eat, that they always have less than a kezias or more than a kibetza. No. In other words, so they would never eat like where anything would cause like dissension, controversy, right. So he says, so that's what it means. How can I not so v'chilo asaf anim l'Yisrael? How can I not show favoritism to Klal Yisrael? He medaktik him l'asaf on a kezias kibetza. They're medaktik not to eat between a kezias and a kibetza. Because in other words, they're so filled with ava v'achva v'shal v'reyos, they never have that intermediate zone group like that. Now, there's another pshat that he quotes in the Sefer. I don't remember it 100% so clear, but it's from the Gra. And the Gra, the same question, what has it mentioned? Kazayas, Kibetza. So the Gra says something like this, that like a Suda, I think he says, is three Beitzim. Now, a Beitza is three and a Shlish. There's a Machloket, a Beitza is three and a Shlish Zaitim. Well, there was a machlokas whether Zayas is Chatzi Beitza or Shlish Beitza. He assumes that there's three and a third Zaitim in each Beitza. So three Beitzim is 10 Kizaitim. So he says, if a person eats and he sees that there are people around and they don't have food, he'll take his Beitzim and divide it into 10 to give a Kizayas to everybody. And then everybody will bench together in a minyan. I'll give it to 10 people. So instead of me eating 3 kibetzim, I'm going to get 9 other people. We'll each have a kizayis, and then we'll all bench. And then he says, or if I can't have 10 people, I'll get 3 people, and we'll each have a kibetza, and then we'll bench that way. So the idea is that, like, we're like avav achav shalom v'reyus. Okay. All right. Any questions on the Gemara? Okay, any questions on the Gemara that we did so far? Everybody good?
Yeah.
Okay, now, one second, so it's
cold. think the heat is totally out, you die.
Now, one second, let me just,
this is a definitely
one second, let me just look at one more thing. You know what? There's an interesting Tosfos here.
Yeah, which one?
Well, wait. One second. Yeah. Okay, first let's do the Rashi, then we'll do the Tosfos. So look at the Rashi, Ode Rabbanan, in the left-hand column, midway down the narrow lines, Ode Rabbanan. Everybody got it? So Rashi says, so the, we were supak on the Chayav on the Derais level, the Rabbanan level. It says, Dechtiv ala aretz etoba ashen halach. It says, you'll bless Hashem on the land that Hashem has given you. But aretz lo'nit na'lan kevo, l'chalek. The women weren't given a chelek in Eretz Israel. Rotslavka got the chelik of their father, not the chelik in their own right. So that's why we were super that it should be the Rabban level. Now, let's look at Tosfos 1, 2, 3.
Because they did get.
No. Right. The fathers. In other words, the father had a chelik, so they got that chelik. Okay, now, the third Tosfos. Shemir was in the right of the Rabbanan. So, and I'm going to do this for 2 minutes. Pirush Kodesh Tzalcha Dayi Tentlo B'chaybi Derayz B'shu Tzkib Al Aretz Tomar Hibana Shulun Nalu Chedib Aretz U'mash Na'lu B'no Slavcha Al Chedib Kavim Na'lu. Now, but Tema Kohen Levim Nami Tiboy. So if that's the case, Tosfos says, what about Kohen Levim? They don't get a Chedib in Eretz Israel.
And the Gemara,
that's it. So he says, Sharei Lo Nalu Chedib Aretz V'im Kein Lo Yod Tziwa Chedib Midei Chovetam V'irik HaNamazan El Yish Lomar Tam Yishom Dechtiv Al Brit Chash Ketam Sarenu B'yator Chash Limonatanu. So Tosfos says, like part and parcel of the benching, and if you leave these parts out, that's in other words, you have to say, "Albrit chashkam sereinu," on the bris that you gave us, and then women obviously don't have a bris. You taught us the Torah. The nashim le'nahu lo b'brit v'lo b'torah. They're out of that parsha. V'imrin le'kaman mishlomar brit v'torah b'birkan amazon lo yitzay dei chovato. So we say, if you leave brit and Torah out of the benching, you're not yotzei your chova. So since they can't say that, maybe that's just not shaykh to them. If you're a man, you have Brit Torah, you do it. Women are not shaykh. Now, this machloket, I didn't look it up recently, but okay. Now, this machloket, the Ramah, the Mechaber, I think the Ramah says, one of them says that they don't say in the benching, they don't mention the bris and things like that. I have to look it up.
Women?
Yeah, women. Yeah, but we don't pass it. If you can get me, a chelik base in the Mishnah Berurah?
I got it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Chelik what?
Chelik base. Thank you.
So isn't this the same question about women saying the Parsha Tzitzit in the Shema?
Well, again, that was for Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. I mean, one of the reasons we mention it has a lot of different reasons, but the main reason we're mentioning it is because it has Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. And if you say, we learned the Torah that Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim might be a din in Kabbalah's Ol Malkut Shamayim, but we just said women are Peturim from Kriyat Shema, even though they're Peturim, they could fulfill the mitzvah and say it. So if you're you're on. Now, let's take a look. Let me just do this quickly. Kuf Pei Vav. Okay, let's see. Look. One second. Kuf Pei Vav. So the Ramah says Hagav, but Hashimah Avadim Lo Yomru Brit B'Torah. Ramah says women should not mention that line about Brit and Torah. He says that Hashim Labanei Brit Ninu, Avadim Labanei Torah Ninu.
There is a short version of women's.
So the Mishnah Berurah passes like this.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Now, one second. One second. One second. We don't
it's
do
not the Kubama.
Yeah. Okay.
Take it out. Okay, now.
And there was Avadim Nu Bris. The women don't have either one. The Mishnah Berurah says, the minhag is that women do say it now. But Kavanah Brit Hazacharim Shechatam Sarenu means the Kavanah is the men who are Chayiv. The Alter Cheshul Tano Alimad Hazacharim Shevuschut Torah Brit Nachlu Yisrael Aris, because the merit of those mitzvahs. So So the merit of those mitzvahs, we got Eretz Yisrael. And also, in terms of learning Torah, women are obligated to learn the mitzvahs that are shy by them. Okay, let's run. We have very few minutes left. Okay, now, 6 lines, 8 lines from the bottom. So, Manithin, now there's a Takanas Ezra that a Baal Keri doesn't study Torah and doesn't daven. Okay, we'll talk more about this on Shabbos. So until the Tovel, like until the Tovel. So Manitin, Baal Keri Mahar Her Belibo Ve'Einu Mevarech L'Lefanev L'Lachareh. So Baal Keri should just focus on the words, think of the words of Kriyat Shema, and not say anything, and then Einu Mevarech L'Lefanev L'Lachareh. In terms of the brachot, he's not even going to be Mahar. He's leave it out altogether. V'Al Hamazon Mevarech L'Lachareh and Mevarech L'Lefanev. V'Al Hamazon means he'll contemplate. Again, Takan says he can't say the brachot at that point, so he'll contemplate the Birkas Hamazon afterwards, but not before. In other words, the Mrs. Daraisa, I'm going to focus on the Kriyat Shema, and the Mrs. Daraisa benching, I'm going to focus on the words, and everything else I'm going to jettison. Rabbi Huda Omer, Mevarech L'Fanei Malachrim. Rabbi Huda says, no, that he does think about the brachot before and afterwards. Now, let's take a look in the further.
He thinks or he says it?
Not that he says it, he thinks it. Now, so the Gemara says, Amar Ravina, Zona Merit, Hir Hur Kedibur Davi. So Ravina says, we can extrapolate from the Mishnah that thinking about something is the same as Dibur. And Rashi says, a person can be Yotzei his mitzvah with Hirhur. You know, there's a famous sheet, like a person in the morning, before he says Birchos HaTorah.
Can you think of Torah?
Yeah. So the Gra holds, you're not allowed to even think of Torah until you make the brachot. In other words, okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, so I'm going to be the Zodomer at Hirhur Kedibur Dami. It says, the Isal Kedayich Lav Kedibur Dami. If you assume that Hirhur is not like Dibur, Lama Maharir. Why should he be Maharir? What does Maharir help? So Maharir, we think, is like Dibur. Elamai Hirhur Kedibur Dami. So if you're telling him Hirhur is the same as Dibur, so you'll see Bisfatav. So then let him articulate it. So if Hirhur is the same as Dibur, so what's his like charades? In other words, so you should say it then. So the Gemara says Kida Ashkan B'Sinai, that we want it to be like in Har Sinai. Har Sinai, so a Baal Keri, in other words, every Alpsik Shulisha, a person was admonished not to be Tame. And Har Sinai was a verbal statement from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the verbal statement from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you were blocked off. In other words, we didn't want you to be in a state of tumah for that. So at Har Sinai, we see that the Torah was makpid on the Dibur. And when you listen to the Dibur, it's like Shamei Ka'one. So it's like you're speaking the words. So that's what the Torah was makpid on at Har Sinai. Now, Rav Chista Amar, Hirhur Lav Kedibur Nami. Rav Chista says, Hirhur is not the same as Dibur. But if the question we asked before is what Rav Chista takes it, so then he should articulate it. Elamai hiru lav kedibur dami. So it's not like a dibur. So he says lama mahar here. So why? So if hiru is lav kedibur. So right. So hiru is lav kedibur. What's the point of telling him to think over the words of Shema? So Amrav Lazar kedesh lo yuhu kol olam oskin bo v'hu yoshev batel. So we don't want everybody, like the whole olam, is focusing on Kriyat Shema and he's sitting doing nothing. So he says, the Negroes pure kachrina. So let him study something else. Why does he? Why, if the hero is lav kedibur dami, let him focus on something else. So he says, Amar Abba Rava, but the Bar Shetzibur Oskevo. We want it to be Osek and that which the Tzibur is Osek. Now the Gemara seems like it's going to move away from this. So the Gemara says on the top line of Kafal Tum and Aleph, Vare Tfila, the Dabar Shetzibur Asukinbo. But what about Tfila? Everybody's Osek with Tfila. With Tanani Yomeba Tfila. We learn the Brisa that if he was only in the Mishnah, he was davening, v'nizkar shu Baal Keri, and then he remembers he's a Baal Keri, lo yafsik, he can't interrupt in the middle of Shemona Esrei, el yikater, he should shorten up all the brachot, tama da adchil. So the reason he should shorten it up is because he began accidentally. Halo adchil, lo yadchil. So he certainly should not daven. So how come when it comes to the way you were saying, hero is lav kedibur dami, and we're just saying do it because everybody's doing it, you don't want to be separate from the sibur. So why not do the tefillah? It doesn't sound like you should. So shani tefillah leit b'mal chut shamayim. Says tefillah is different. In other words, that the hadgasha is we want you to have like mekabel olmal chut shamayim. That seems so. The Gemara seems to be moving away from this part about the fact that the sibur is involved with it and saying something different. That we want you to be mekabel olmal chut shamayim. But by Birkas Hamazon, your Mahar, the Birkas Hamazon, it doesn't have Malchut Shemayim in it. Elo, so now the Gemara has a different shot. Elo Krishma and Birchas Mazel Duraita to the Durabanim. That Krishma and Birchas Mazel, in other words, according to this one came to here who is Lav Kadibur Dami. But when it comes to the mitzvah Duraisa, like Krishma and Birchas Mazel, we want you at least to think over the words, at least like do what you can. And Tefillah Zon Durabanim, you're going to leave it by the wayside. All right, now. All right, I think I'm going to end the daf now.
Daf, we're getting a little shorter.
Okay, tell me about it.